So throughout the football season, it's been a point of consternation for a number of Tiger fans, the state of disarray of Nicholson Drive. I mean, it's been going on all season long. Joining us now to talk about this from the Department of Transportation and Development is Rodney Mallett. Rodney, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you on here this morning. So my colleague and good friend, Charles Hanegriff, has been leading a charge of disgust over the state of Nicholson Drive. It's been a point of discussion on Eagle 98.1's game day throughout the season. And I was like, you know what? Rather than just firing off with what Charles has to say, I should talk to somebody who knows a little thing or two about what's going on over there. So I appreciate you hopping on the show today.
Anytime, but it is kind of funny that, you know, here in Louisiana, we have more than just your four typical seasons, and we get it all the time. You can't work during football season. You can't work during Mardi Gras season. You can't work during hurricane season. And then to do asphalt work during the winter, that doesn't always work out. So if you get a project that's going to be – that's very necessary. I don't know if Hanegriff or you drove down Nicholson before it was milled, but there's really – not that much of a difference because Nicholson was in such bad shape. That's why we took over this project, you know, to go ahead and mill it, overlay it, drainage, new sidewalks. We're moving the Oklahoma Street exit to help that interstate when you get off there at Nicholson. And it also helps you flow better to River Road and to Nicholson. So once this project's completed, you're going to have easier access not only to the Water Institute and that area, but to River Road that can help you get to LSU for the football games. And unfortunately, this project is more than a year, so we are going to have to work through, you know, a hurricane season, a football season, and a Mardi Gras season to complete this much-needed project. And another thing about this project is they finished milling in September, and once they finish milling, we realized that the drainage was much more inadequate than previously thought, and there was some upgrades that we could do. So we took some additional time to do some design and some planning to add that drainage. And one more thing that I need to tell you is this is part of the road transfer program. So once we complete this, we are going to transfer it to the city, and it'll be theirs forever. And we want to give it to them in a way that it's going to be beneficial to the community for many, many years. And if we have that opportunity to add drainage, then we're going to add drainage.
We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD. The drainage part is a big piece of this, and it's a piece that I don't think everybody, unless you're on Nicholson in the middle of a flash flood, which I have been. At Rodney, like I work part-time for LSU Sports Properties, and the route from here at 929 Government Street over to the Edmond Building on LSU's campus is take Government to Nicholson, take Nicholson to campus. So, yeah, I've driven that milled and not milled. And I have your back when you say, yeah, before it was milled, it was pretty much as bad as it is now. It just appears worse because it was like it was scraped down and then nothing moved forward from there.
Let's
rewind to the part where you said when taking this project over. Who was the project taken over from?
Well, really, it's when we took over. I just started the project. You know, this project came about because there was nobody before, but it was part of the road transfer program. So when we designed this project, made the plans, went to bid, we were saying that this is not going to be a year-long project. We're going to have to cut through, you know, the football season and the hurricane season and all and the Mardi Gras and all of that. But you know, it's going to be beneficial for everyone in the long run. And that's one of the things, you know, I understand it being an inconvenience, but progress isn't always the easiest thing. I mean, if we're going to make changes, there's going to be some times where, like the I-10 widening project, for instance, you know, we're going to have a lane shift coming up on Thursday, and the lanes are going to be narrower, and we're going to have some people who are vocal, who are going to be upset, and we're going to have some people who are understanding, who are like, hey, man, I just need something done for this project.
Right.
You know? So it's when you have progress, and sometimes that's you have the hardships to go along with it. Mm-hmm. I wish we could just come in on a Wednesday and mill, overlay, add drain sidewalks and a new exit and have it ready for the weekend, but that's just not how things roll.
Well, procedurally, this has to go step by step, I would imagine. So is the Oklahoma Street exit the first step involved?
It is. That's what they're working on right now. So while they're doing the plans and the design for the extra drainage, they have been working on the Oklahoma Street exit, and that's going to be, oh, I don't know when that's going to be completed. The whole project is supposed to be completed by before the start of football season next year.
Before the start of football season next year. And
that,
if
you know, and that being said, it's weather dependent and materials dependent. We've seen many projects, man, in the last year and a half, maybe 2 years now, get delayed because they cannot get supplies. So that's one of the things that we have to take into consideration now. When we tell somebody when this project is going to be complete, there's circumstances beyond anybody's control that could make it go a little bit longer.
We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD about Nicholson. It has been a mess for some time now, as Rodney pointed out at the beginning of this conversation. It was a mess before it was stripped down to be its current state of mess. It has been a mess. So Oklahoma Street exit gets done. The next step up would be drainage. Walk us through what that looks like and what Nicholson is going to look like there, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, Nicholson, right now, you're going to start seeing some of that drainage work and some of that patch work coming up. So they're going to have to do some cutting on the curbs. Mm-hmm. So you'll see some saw cutting going on. You'll see some concrete crews out there patching. And so you will see people out there working to get it done. And that should start this week as they gather supplies and equipment. We're hoping that we can get rolling on that real soon.
Now, like you said, a lot of this is weather dependent, and you've mentioned hurricane season a couple times, but this year we didn't have a hurricane. In fact, throughout most of the year, we've been in extreme drought conditions. So weather conditions have been favorable up until now. And I'm not trying to, you know, jinx it or put the mouth on it or anything like that, but it's up until now, I would imagine things have been ideal for working conditions.
There's been a lot of projects that have been able to make up time. A lot of these long running projects that we're able to get done. I mean, you know, look at like the Loyola interchange and Kenner. That thing was running so far behind because I can't remember it all runs together. But that one year that we got all the way to Zeta in hurricane season, and it seemed like they were all coming toward Louisiana. Anytime you have a tropical storm in the Gulf, the contractor has to remove all his equipment and take it somewhere else where it's not in the cone, and then come back and set up. So they were running so far behind on that project, but they were able, last year, this year, to make up a lot of time and ended up actually finishing a little bit early. So, you know, we can see it go both ways. Now, the drought is awful. We agree. We all know that. But at the same time, a lot of people have been able to pick up their pace on some of these projects.
So how does that work with the allocation of resources and the contracting and when you're going to have teams where? Because it's easy for us in Baton Rouge to look at Nicholson Drive and say this stinks without thinking in our minds that DOTD has their resources put elsewhere. So how do we triage that as a department?
Well, this project, it went to bid, and so the contractor is doing the work. We have the oversight, mm-hmm. So we have project managers and project engineers that oversee a number of projects at the same time, but the contractor is the one who put in their bid. The bid got approved. They put in their bid, their cost, and their time, and we don't really have control over the means and methods at that point. It becomes the contractor's roadway, the contractor's project. So that's kind of how that's working with all the projects, the big projects like that. Now, we do our own emergency work type of projects, and we have some overlays and some bridge repairs that we do, but a lot of it is contracted out.
Rodney Mallett from DOTD, we're going to have to get you back on in very short order to talk about that road transfer program and what that's going to look like when things move from the state to the city. But in this last minute I've got with you today, I want another 1 minute recap on what we can expect later in the week on I-10 with the widening project that's we're going to start to see some things in real life this week.
You know, you are. Well, there's been things going on. It's what people keep – I've heard so much on the social media that is just – you got to back off from the social media saying that, nothing has been done on this project for a year. Well, that's not true. We moved the utilities into a duct bank. The contractor's out there building the trestle bridge so they can actually start building, and that's what you're going to see next, the new westbound bridge over the City Park Lakes. We're going to have, you know, two new bridges. It's going to be wider. It's going to have shoulders. It's going to be a signature bridge, and that's the work they're starting on right now, and that's what they're going to be doing is setting up concrete barriers to protect the workers and the travelers from each other so they can do that work, which means the lanes are going to shift and they're going to be a little bit narrower. So you treat it as a work zone. You know, like I heard you earlier this morning on your recap of the top stories, and you were telling people to put your phone down.
Yeah.
That's the best advice you can give anybody any day, any time, but especially when your driving conditions are going to change. You know, you need to be considerate of others, put the phone down, and give yourself extra space. And don't speed. There's a lot of things that you can do to make this safer.
No, absolutely. It's a couple mile stretch where we just need everyone dialed in real quick. You can finish that Candy Crush board later. You can respond to that tweet later. It's not as important as the lives of and Rodney. I know I'm a bit of a cynic, but I'm already envisioning the headline when something happens with, God forbid, something happens with a construction worker. But we have the opportunity to be proactive here and say, this is how you avoid it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think one of the biggest problems with traffic in Baton Rouge is the people who aren't paying attention and rear-end each other. Tell you what, I don't care if you're coming in on the interstate or Florida, probably 80% of the time you're going to see somebody had rear-ended somebody because they were going too fast and they were looking at their phone and then they looked up and it's that oh no moment.
Yep.
And you hit somebody, you know.
100%.
So put your phone down and drive safely.
He is Rodney Mallett. I always appreciate the time and the information. All right, before next football season, weather permitting, that's the ballpark we're looking at.
Yeah, and sometimes we got to work during football season, and I get this question sometimes, Brian, which is crazy. People ask me, do you know what it's like to drive in Baton Rouge? I do. I live here. And so, you know, and people, I go to the LSU. I don't always go to the games, but I go to the tailgates and hang out. So I know what traffic is like. And, yes, I am a participant.
Well, but you have the heads up not to take Nicholson, though. So he's Rodney Mallett. I appreciate the time this morning. We'll talk soon.
Okay, man. See ya.